We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're joined by Mark Dice. And, you know, just a heads up to people, I think that we're just about to ruin the end of the movie because it's really important where this film goes because, again, it's going to be in the minds of millions because it's on the big screen. And people don't read anymore. They don't think for themselves. They watch the TV and they go to the movies and that's where they get their information from. And really at the base of why this movie is so dangerous and why Mark and I are focusing on this, you know, outside, even though the Illuminati facts versus fiction, or facts and fiction, does cover some of this stuff, is because a lot of people are going to be talking about the Illuminati and saying, well, that's just a movie. Mark, let's give away the ending. How does Dan Brown wrap up Angels and Demons?
It's fascinating. I do admire him for his evil cunningness because they build up this tremendous story that the Illuminati's been functioning for all these years, that they've secretly been active, you know, through the Bilderberg Group and everything, building their New World Order, and now they're going to destroy the Vatican and unleash their true religion, which is science. And meanwhile, the character, Tom Hanks's character, Robert Langdon, at first he was, you know, he's an expert on the Illuminati, but he thought that they went into extinction, and he's like, this can't be true, and then he starts to realize that they really are still active and that they've been active all this time. And so they build it up and build it up, and then it turns out that there actually is no such thing as the Illuminati. And they really did, according to the book and the film, go into extinction back in the 1780s after they were discovered, and that the entire plot to blow up Vatican City was perpetuated by one rogue Catholic official, the Camerlingo, who was like the assistant to the Pope, who decided to spring this plot to blow up the Vatican City, but then at the last minute, he himself saved Vatican City from the evil Illuminati to show that God was triumphant and that the Vatican and Christianity was triumphant over the evil Illuminati, and it looks like everybody was just afraid and had bought into the conspiracy theories, including Tom Hanks' character, Robert Langdon, who was an expert on the Illuminati, and it turns out that they really don't exist anymore, and it is only a conspiracy theory.
The website is markdice.com. The new book is The Illuminati Facts and Fiction, and we're going to go to your phone calls. Joshua in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
I want to say, Mark Dice, man, I followed your work for a while. I've got your book. And we actually, you probably don't remember this, but we actually tag-teamed Alan Combs the other day whenever he had Alex Jones on the show. You were talking about your book that you sent to Sean Hannity. That was classic. But I wanted to, if I could, real quickly, let everyone know, let the listeners know, we are doing an Oath Keepers Memorial Tea Party. It's going to be in Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to get as many people to come out, reaffirm their constitutional oath. You can find out the details at meetup.com/WeAreChangeFlorida. That's just one of the things we have going on. But I'm pretty anxious to get your new book. Mark, I really enjoyed the first one. I've used it to wake up a lot of people. So keep up the good work,
friend. I think I've heard your phone calls into Colm's show, you and your friends. That's fantastic. Keep at it.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right, thanks for the call, Joshua. And that shows, Mark, that, you know, even as small as we all are individually, we can have a great effect if we have the will to take action against these tyrants. It's as easy as picking up the phone at times and challenging the position of a national figure.
You know, there's been times, I don't even post many of the calls that I make anymore. It's such a hassle. But for anybody that's new to this, you can listen to many, many of my phone calls on markdice.com or just search for me on YouTube. Phone calls into these talk shows, these mainstream talk shows, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and I, you know, you're new to this, you start wondering, wait, is the Bilderberg Group so secret that they actually don't know about it? And so I wanted to test that. Maybe I'll finish that on the other side.
Yeah, obviously, you know, when you first come across this, you're like, well, someone's got to be talking about it. Somebody I know and trust. And then you find out, yeah, they talk about it, but they laugh at us when we bring it up. It's the Alex Jones Show with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back, and we're joined by Mark Dice. Now, I just got some breaking news. This one's off of Wired, and I want to get your take on this. I mean, we haven't really discussed some of the current issues like this DHS document going after the alternative media, the Patriot movement, people who are anti-technology, anti-illegal immigration, really anybody, lone terrorist cells, leaderless organizations. It's so broad and so disgusting that it just disheartens me to see this out of Wired. Bloggers, TV go nuts over misleading Patriot Act arrest claim. See, we're misleading people when we tell them, hey, they arrested this 16-year-old kid for a bomb threat, and they're not letting anybody go talk to him, and they're holding him indefinitely with no bail. He's 16 years old. Let me just read this, because, of course, they demonize Alex Jones. God forbid Alex Jones reports on what the media is reporting. We're the bad guys, by the way. It's the false TV news reports heard around the world. Of course, we're liars. Raleigh, North Carolina's WRAL-5 reported last week that a 16-year-old bomb hoax suspect was hauled out of his mother's home by federal agents and is now being held without any legal rights on the authority of the 2001 USA Patriot Act, which suspends the Constitution. This tale of injustice has since shown up on the Drudge Report, Dig, Reddit, and thousands of blogs and shoot from the hip mailing list. The boy's name is rising on the Google Trends list. Radio show host Alex Jones interviewed the boy's mother on Tuesday, and pundits on the left and right are seizing on the story to rail against the government's unfettered power to make an innocent citizen disappear at will. Some outrage reports are claiming that the teenager hasn't even been charged with a crime. The arrest of the teenager is real enough. FBI agents investigating a February 15th bomb hoax that evacuated the mechanical engineering building at Purdue University traced the phone call to the juvenile's Oxford, North Carolina home. His mother served as a search warrant and arrested the teen. See, they don't say they came in the middle of the night and jackbooted him. Oh, they served a warrant and arrested the teen. He's 16 years old. Now remember, the Supreme Court is now going to rule on whether they can put minors away for life. That's right, minors away for life. And then they'll just lower and lower what that standard is, you know, from serious crimes, from murder to rape, to, oh, you're speaking out against the government? Terrorist. Life in prison. You could be an 8-year-old kid if they pass that. It's disgusting. They issued a press release about it, omitting the suspect's name. That was on March 5th, and he's been held without bail in Indiana ever since. Well, not only without bail since March 5th, apparently no one's even been able to talk to the kid. The claim is that the boy is a victim of the USA Patriot Act, though it appears that that's cut from whole cloth. While there's plenty to criticize about the post-9/11 law, see, they act like, oh, we're on your side. It doesn't contain any provision that abrogates the defendant's right to a trial. It's also not responsible for making an illegal phone call in a bomb threat. That's been a federal crime since 1939. So charge him with the crime, and then let him talk to a lawyer. That's how it should work in this country. Let him talk to his parents, but that's not what's happening. The boy's mother, Annette Lunderby, has even acknowledged, see, they act like she's acknowledged that it's not the Patriot Act, in interviews that her son has been formally charged, has a court-appointed attorney, and has already made appearances in front of a judge. No military tribunals here. On Alex Jones, Lundeby seemed to more or less admit that the U.S. Patriot Act connection was something she dreamed up on her own. Yeah, she dreamed it up. Here's the quotes they use. And they say they're charging him under the USA Patriot Act, so, well, they're not saying that, but that's exactly what they're doing. And then Jones says, well, it's in the newspaper. All of their actions point towards that, but they don't deny it either. You know, basically it just says we're nuts, we shouldn't report on it. They're not using the Patriot Act, even though, again, they came in the middle of the night, they went and got this 16-year-old boy. And, you know, whether or not he did it, maybe he did do it. He should be charged with a crime, and he should do time like a juvenile. He shouldn't be charged as an adult, I can assure you of that. And who knows if he'll ever get his day in court. Mark, what's your take on this article?
Well, it's interesting that Wired magazine would do that, unless they're doing an investigation about or a story about the IP spoofing, which is apparently looks like what happened in this case, is that somebody had spoofed this guy's IP, and through the internet, you can actually make phone calls to people and caller ID spoof and make it look like it was someone else. Which is, I don't know if that's even illegal anymore, but I'm sure that there's still services out there that do that. So maybe if they were doing a story about that, but it is very strange that this is from Wired magazine, who several weeks ago did a very bizarre article about the Georgia Guidestones, and then said that I had inspired the vandalism against the stones, and took a couple quotes from me out of context and put it in the article. I don't know what is happening over there at Wired magazine, but I do feel bad for this poor kid.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's jump to a few more phone calls. Let's go to Kevin in Boston. Kevin, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my call, Jason. Hello, Mark. And thank you to Stuart Rhodes for starting Oath Keepers. I was able to take the Oath Keepers pledge at Lexington Green this past April 19th, and it was a great event. I was glad to hear you having him on to promote the future events. I encourage people to get involved in that. I also sit on my local LEPC, Local Emergency Planning Committee, and with the so-called swine, now it's the H1N1, whatever they're calling the man-made virus that we had to deal with. I'm in Massachusetts, and initially I thought it was just the Senate that had passed the bill and that it was in front of the rest of the legislature for debate. But I found out per the meeting that I was at when they kind of stood down, but they were in the stages of really ramping up, that the bill was on the governor's desk, just waiting for his signature, for basically martial law powers that our local Department of Health department head would be able to declare martial law. And it's all for health. You know, if there's somebody in there that is refusing treatment and hasn't shown up to school, they may have to kick the doors in to go save us all, you know. Well, we know what these laws and these powers that are being passed are really set up for, and I'm sure that that will remain on his desk for future use when they're ready to move forward. I can confirm that they openly talk about martial law in these local meetings. The second side of that, though, is people shouldn't be afraid of this stuff. They should get mad and get active because the budget cuts we're all dealing with this economy. The local forces are a real paper tiger to begin with. If they ever came to round up guns and things, they'd be asking an awful lot. These folks are overstretched dealing with their legitimate duties and tasks. And also, the most local law enforcement will come over to our side. You go to an Oath Keepers meeting, and people are waking up in our law enforcement and the military. They know what's going on, and they're really on our side. They have to keep their job, keep their pension, keep their families going. Like all of us, we're running along as if everything's normal while the wheels are still in the wagon. But we know the bolts have been removed, and it's not going to go on like that forever. So take action. Get active. And you know, we can swing this thing around. Be positive. Be, you know, not afraid. Be outspoken. The large numbers, we're in the majority. Don't let them fool you into thinking you're out there by yourself. Do simple things. If you're not the type to stand up at a meeting and speak, 7 million people applied for background checks, meaning they were applying to buy new guns since Obama took office. I don't know where everyone else is. Why isn't there 20 million new applications? You know, they hear that as a vote in Washington, D.C., and people can just grow a garden and show that they're being independent, show that you're awake. And if you can't talk at a public meeting, you can talk to your friends and families. Get the Obama reception. Get it out there. I did that for Easter get-togethers. You know, I'm a converted former liberal Democrat. Big government's not being used to help each other and help our fellow citizens anymore.
No, it's not used to be empowering. It's used to enslave. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I love the fact that you're showing this at Easter dinner, because I always tell people, hey, the family's around. This is the perfect time to throw in a DVD that matters to try to wake up the ones that you care about the most. I thank you for the call, Kevin. And really, Mark, this guy is speaking to what we can do as individuals. And you've had a huge success on YouTube and your actions. What's in the future for Mark Dice?
Well, I just want to continue down the path, you know, and I also want to encourage other people to do what I do, because I showed everybody how easy it was to call into these talk shows. And like I was talking about before the other break, when I first started doing this, and if you're first new to this kind of material, you start wondering, you might look up to Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, and you start thinking, man, maybe the Illuminati and the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, are so secret that these guys just don't know about it. So that was a possibility. And I have now completely debunked that just by calling into them and addressing these issues, even in a moderate way, and showing that not only do they know about it, but they won't talk about it. They ridicule me. And even your more supposed independent hosts like Michael Savage, you can find a clip on YouTube of me calling him, asking him about the Bilderberg Group, and he doesn't want to talk about it, doesn't think it's important. And when I really got into calling into these shows years ago, I would be on hold to call in, and I would hear somebody else before me hammer Sean Hannity or Michael Savage about a similar issue. And by doing that, you're speaking to millions of people who can then just go and Google the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, and that's what we need to do. We need to expose these people. I have some publicity campaigns that I'm trying to get out to, again, get into the mainstream press. People may know that I've had some fairly good success. What's called culture jamming is using the mainstream media against itself to get out our message. And so I have some ideas that I've been trying to do to continue down that path. And I just want to commend everybody for speaking out. And I mean, I remember years ago when talking about 9/11 being an inside job was dangerous and scary. And so it's people like the listeners and people like Jason and Alex that have made a climate so that it's easier and safe for us to talk about it, and we just need to continue down that path.
Exactly. You know, we have to take actions into our own hands. Don't wait for somebody else to burn a DVD and hand it out. Don't wait for somebody else to have a screening. Don't wait for somebody else to run for state senate. Don't wait for somebody else to become the city council member. You do it. You join Campaign for Liberty. You say, I don't like this document. You call DHS. The power's in your hands. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this with Mark Dice. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
All right, folks, it's the final segment with Mark Dice of course, MarkDice.com. The new book is The Illuminati, Facts and Fiction. We're carrying it here at InfoWars.com. Before I go back to him, I want to thank another one of our great sponsors, Pepperspray.com. You can call them at 1-800-908-9988. That's Pepperspray.com. You know, if you live in a place like New York, like I do, and you can't get a carry and conceal permit, you can't carry a handgun, well, the next best thing is having something like Pepperspray.com at your side. They have all sorts of different products to make you safer. You know, we just went over that story earlier today that this college student, thank God he had a gun, this guy runs in, two other gunmen run in, they separate the men from the women, and the guys are talking about how many bullets they have. The guy's like, oh, I've got enough bullets. Luckily, this guy pulls out a gun, kills one of the attackers, the other two get away, but police are looking for him, and saves everybody's life. Well, if you don't have a gun and you're in a similar situation, you want to be armed with something, and pepperspray.com provides that. It's pepperspray.com, 1-800-908-9988. All right, back to Mark Dice. Mark, did you see that story, by the way, of this college student basically saving the lives of all of his friends at a birthday party?
I just heard about it on the show, and I think it's fantastic. And, you know, even Jesus was a pro-Second Amendment. He says in the Bible to sell some of your clothes and buy a sword. And so I think that that's awesome. I'm just wondering if they're going to bring any charges against him if he didn't. I didn't catch if he had a concealed permit, but
yeah, I'm not sure if that gun was even licensed. But the bottom line is we have a Second Amendment for a reason. It's not only for incidents like that, but it's against the tyrannical government, and that's why they're really trying to demonize gun owners in these latest DHS documents.
Look, I've heard statistics. I think it's for every one crime that's committed with a gun prevents six or eight crimes. And you know, the gun advocates will point out very sad instances of children finding guns. And that's not because of the gun. That's because of the irresponsible parents. And if we're going to put things into perspective, like the big panic of the swine flu, if you really look at it, every single day, over 1,000 people a day die from cigarettes. So, and we were having a global panic just about a couple people coming down sick with this flu, which kills almost 40,000 people a year. When cigarettes kill over 1,000 people every day, and so I think that I would urge everybody to go out and get a gun. If you can get a concealed carry permit, that's fantastic. Just learn the rules, learn how to handle a gun. Go and take a gun safety course so that you become familiar with the laws and with how to handle one properly.
You know, you brought up Michael Savage and his unwillingness to talk about the Bilderberg Group. What's your take on the fact that he's been banned from the UK along with nine other public names, Fred Phelps being one of them, and then, you know, actual Aryan white supremacist people. But then they also have six names that they're not listing. What is your take on this?
I think it's pretty sad because I don't think Michael Savage has advocated any sort of violence. I guess I have heard him make a couple references that we should turn the Middle East into a parking lot and nuke it, which is completely the wrong attitude and very irresponsible for him to say. But I don't think that he is necessarily urging violence, and it's very bizarre to have him added to this list of really terrorists and dangerous radicals. I think that maybe whoever it was that put him on that list just had a personal vendetta against him, possibly for maybe their sexual orientation or some other instance that Michael Savage has mentioned that really struck a personal chord with them. But I think it's dangerous. When I first heard about it, I thought his show was banned. I thought, oh, they're just saying he's not going to be played on the airwaves. But then when I read the article, it said that he personally is not allowed to go there.
I don't know what's worse, though, because at first I thought that same thing. So they can still listen to him, but he can't go to the country. I almost think it's worse if they ban the radio show.
Well,
the banning
next,
him personally,
if,
yeah.
Are they going to ban you because of a post that you put on your MySpace page or on your website?
Well, according to the Cyberbullying Act, if that gets through, this isn't even the Cybersecurity Act. Have you seen the Cyberbullying Act yet?
I've heard bits of it, and it's very scary.
Oh, my God. Well, let me just read you a section in the final moments here with Mark Dice. MarkDice.com is the website. Electronic communications provide anonymity to the perpetrator and the potential for widespread public distribution, potentially making them severely dangerous and cruel to youth. You know, what about this Twitter where people actually believed that the swine flu had mutated into a zombie-like virus? That speaks to the ignorance of people, not to us being cruel to the youth. But they will use anything they can to try to restrict the Internet, because that is where the alternative media and the patriot community, the pro-Constitution and Bill of Rights people, are having the greatest effect, Mark.
Look, when I first heard Alex report the MIAC report, I actually thought that he was taken in by a hoax. I thought, there's no way that this could be true. I thought somebody printed the document, and sure enough, I should have given Alex and you guys more credit. You check the sources, it's legitimate. They're really ramping up the propaganda against us, and we just need to keep it up in turn, getting out the word.
That's right. We need to return the force even greater than what they're pushing against us. Mark Dice, author of The Illuminati, Facts and Fiction. We'll be back. It's the
We're
Alex Jones
the march.
Show.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. I do my own little program here at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. That's going to be 9 to midnight Central Time tonight and tomorrow. We do it five nights a week. That's right. We bring you 7 hours of radio, 5 hours of video at least every week live. We cover the hardcore issues, and we, of course, let you have your say unfiltered, uncensored, and that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to blast through calls and information. Let's go to Jacob in Maryland. Jacob, you're online.
Hello, Jason.
How are you, sir?
Good. Hey, I want to talk about two things. One, you talked about earlier how the masses will basically say, oh, you just watched this in movie, so, like, you, it's fake. That's mm-hmm. happened before. Remember when The Watchmen came out? People were just saying that all that symbolism was just from the that he wasn't a Mason or anything like that. They were just
well, you know what? Just go check out Alan Moore's bio. He openly talks about how he's a magician, and his definition of magician is somebody who uses pictures and symbols and words to augment others' perception and reality. It's something similar to that. And, I mean, just look at his body of work. Look, I like a lot of the stuff that Alan Moore has done. I think overall it has a positive message. But even, you know, my last guest, Mark Dice, really called him out on some of the things that were in V for Vendetta. And some of those things I disagreed with in whole as well, such as, you know, the only way to win was a violent revolution at the end. And he had to blow up a government building. I think that kind of sets us up. And to say that there's no Masonic symbolism in The Watchmen is absolutely ludicrous.
Right. And also, I think I figured out the establishment scheme. They want, did you notice how a lot of people were becoming liberal or progressive over the election? What they did, I think, was they wanted to keep the status quo. So that's why they had Obama come in. The Bilderbergs chose Obama because of that. And also, you know, there's a book that I think you should read. It's called The Party System. It's written, it's a World War II novel. It exposes how the British party system was fake, and it applies here because they're not really liberal or conservative. It's just two sides of the same coin. They keep
absolutely. This is a false left-right paradigm at the top, and really not even at the top. It's so transparent. The puppet masters are the people that are paying the lobbyists, the people that own the corporations, the people that are going to the Bilderberg Group, the people that are going to the Bohemian Grove Club, and really, congressmen are, the majority of them, and I mean the vast majority, are nothing but really actors on the world stage, as Obama puts it. I thank you for the call, Jacob. Let's jump to Dave in California. Dave, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey,
yes,
Jason.
Sir.
Hey, Jason. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do we drop him?
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to get on there with Dice, but maybe you can have a outlook on this. I've just recently watched both of Alex's films about, because Dice knows so much about Bohemian Grove, and I just watched both of those films he has on Bohemian Grove.
Sure, Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, both available at InfoWars or free on Google Video.
Right. I guess this probably best be addressed to Alex, but I wish he was there. But anyway, I was just wondering what anybody's take on, wonder why so many journalists had tried to infiltrate there before Alex and couldn't, but then it was so easy for him.
It wasn't really easy for him. First of all, what he did is he hooked up with the TRIO network, okay? Do you know about the TRIO network at all? They're basically out of Europe, right?
No.
Okay, TRIO network's out of Europe. They were doing a film based on a book that John Ronson was writing. Do you know who John Ronson is?
Yeah, vaguely.
You know, independent BBC journalist. So Ronson gets a little bit of funding, and he goes around. He goes to Bilderberg with Jim Tucker, for instance. He goes to the UK. He interviews David Icke. And then for Alex, they got a contact out in California who had basically a land map, and they show that in Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And, sir, I don't know if you've ever been around the woods, but it's actually pretty easy to sneak in through a side shot in the woods. Alex is pretty conservative looking. He got in there with Mike Hansen, who is also, you know, another Anglo-Saxon conservative looking gentleman. They had a hip camera, and a lot of these guys have cameras around anyway. You know, they do take little pictures for their own club, and they only stayed for that evening. I think right after the cremation of Care, they left. So really, he was only in there for something like, I think it was under 8 hours. You know, they got a hotel room outside.
Right.
They were funded by, you know, TRIO Network, and they were able to go in, get that footage out, and put it out there. I mean, there's nothing nefarious about it. No one let Alex Jones in. And then on top of that, I would say this, you know, we got footage from inside the Grove about 3 or 4 years ago from a contact we got through Mark Dice. He was just a waiter inside the Grove, and he was actually, I don't know if you've seen that, I think they do show some of that in in Order of Death, where he goes inside the Owl, and there's kind of like that little sound stage, and it's where they pump all the audio through, and they also have the effigy there. So it's been really multiple sources. I mean, we probably couldn't do it on our own, and the question is, after, you know, the 2000 infiltration, is it as easy? I don't know. You know, whenever go ahead.
I meant before he did that. It says in the film all these people had tried it, but they had been unsuccessful.
Yeah, but they're kind of public about it. And, you know, a lot of, all right, for instance, the which annual do we have? We have the 1998 annual, I think it is. It goes through 10 years. And one of the pictures that really hasn't been published in it, and I'm going to do a whole thing on Bohemian Grove this summer when it comes up. You know, we got this Bohemian Grove skeet shoot hat sent to us, and it's really going to revolve around that. But one of them is a cartoonist for a major newspaper, and he's up there cartooning himself basically in the robe as he's cartooning for the paper. So in other words, he's cartooning for the paper. He draws himself cartooning for the paper. And then in the big thought bubble, he's actually with the occultist. He's in a robe. He has a candle. So a lot of mainstream media is invited there. They're just not allowed to report on it.
Right. Well, I mean, why would you just out of hand dismiss it that they somehow might have wanted that to get out or something, and then maybe he was allowed to do that or something.
Have you seen the 1980s broadcast where the mainstream media really does report on it? ABC. Yeah, 1981, 1980, there's a ton of a ton of newscasts about the Bohemian Grove. They're going to be in my upcoming film, Invisible Empire. So it's not like Alex really treaded any new ground. I mean, the news clips I have, they show Moloch. They show that the logo is an owl. They show St. John of Maplenuck with his hands in front of his mouth. They admit that they act like they're all plays, and they even show some of the pictures of these guys in drag, okay? And this is Tom Brokaw and, you know, another head journalist. So they've done it before. You know, they've been there. It's been on the cover of many a magazine, but they kind of fell by the backside in the late 80s, early 90s. And Alex Jones just revamped the story. He was the first one to get in and really tape the entire ritual, not just show scan pictures or, you know, things that came out of the grove, get original footage. And, you know, I just feel like the mainstream media doesn't want that story. That's why you haven't seen it.
Well, I mean, such a place so guarded by, he said in the movie, Secret Service, guards, and Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. How could you just walk? How would the parking lot not be? How could you just pop?
He didn't go in the parking lot. Like I said, he didn't go in the parking lot, man. No, he didn't go in through the parking lot. If you watch the footage, he goes in through the side woods and he gets the map of the entire campgrounds from the local. Watch the Bohemian Grove Club. I've actually seen the map because the map is inside our Bohemian Grove annual. Like I said, when I do the Bohemian Grove episode here, and we're going to do that again in July. I think we're going to do it in the second week of July, the first day that it kicks off, as long as it's not on a weekend. But they have the map. He saw where to go in through the wood line. He came in through the wood line. They show that part in the video. I mean, I've seen some of the raw tapes just going through it and whatnot, went through the wood line, and then they just got on and acted like they were with the hillbillies, which is the bush camp. You know, there's a ton of these little side camps, and you would be surprised what you can do when you put your mind to it. I'm telling you, nothing nefarious there. I thank you for the call, Dave. I know there's all these kooky conspiracy theories. Oh, Alex Jones was let in to expose, or Alex Jones is actually a member of the Bohemian Grove Club. Alex Jones works with the Vatican to get in, and he's covering up for them. Look, it's all Johnny nonsense. I know the man. I know the work here. I don't think that they wanted the cremation of care ceremony to get out there at all, at all. At all. I don't think it benefits them whatsoever. And I just can't get behind these, you know, crazy theories that people come up with. All right. Let's go to Roger in Minneapolis. Roger, you're on the line.
Yes, thank you. Mark, I have both your books. They're just absolutely excellent. I just finished your new one, and I want to compliment you on your just real thorough research. You don't leave anything to speculation. And you don't print anything unless it's well documented. So with that, I say keep up your good work. Jason, I just wanted to say you do a great job when you pinch it for Alex. One of my main concerns with Alex is, and I'm trying to say this in a positive way, is sometimes when he has real good guests on, he interrupts a lot. And once the person gets going, I'm so interested in hearing the information that Alex cuts the guy off. I know he means well, but I guess I would just like to get him a message when he has a guest on. Let the guest do a little more talking. I'm just trying.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can pass that along, Roger. But we do double book a lot of these guys, and so we do get them on the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis as well. And I tend to give them a little bit more room. I mean, Alex Jones is the T-Rex of talk radio, and he gets so worked up sometimes he's in it to win it, and maybe he cuts people off a little too much. I don't know. I tend to like his style, but if you want a more laid back style, you want to hear more of what they have to say, and a more caller based show. I do one from 9 to midnight. Go check it out. I thank you for the call, Roger. Let's go to Russ in Idaho. Russ, you're on the line.
Thank you, Jason. Comment here really for Mark, but it still works. I want to get to the root of the tree as well. Reading from a book printed by Tex Mars, Synagogue of Satan, page 32, the year 1770, Mayor Amschel Rothschild draws up plans for the creation of the Illuminati and entrusts Ashkenazi Jew Adam Weishaupt, a crypto Jew.
All right, we're done with you, sir. Thanks a lot for being anti-Semitic on the show. We'll move on to the next caller. Let's go to Kyle in Washington. Kyle, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason, I came across this website called the Pentagon. .com, that's C-O-N.
Yeah, no, I know all about the Pentagon and Craig and Aldo, and we took them out to D.C. with us for a week. We stayed in the, I believe it was the Sheraton, right outside of the Pentagon, and that's where supposedly some of these videos have been suppressed. We asked the manager of the Sheraton to give them there. I don't necessarily buy into their flyover theories. I've watched their material. I've had them on my radio shows. I just don't see the evidence there. I know the conflicting witness accounts, but there's all sorts of conflicting eyewitness accounts, you know, from the interview we did with Lloyd the cab driver to the Shinky brothers to the two what were they? I think they're two police officers that they interviewed themselves. And, you know, I'm all about people doing their own research and putting out films like that when I just don't happen to buy into it. I need more evidence. I need to see some of these videos be declassified. I think that is a bold statement to say that the Pentagon definitely had a flyover and something else hit it. I don't know if that's true or not.
I think, though, but just looking at the cab, it's like the lawn in the Pentagon. It's not burnt, but like his cab, like the hood, it's just the windshield that's broken, and the back seat, you know, is the passenger seat is bent, and like there's only a small puncture in like the just the way back seat.
Do you know what book was in his cab at the time?
Yeah, a David Icke book.
Children of the Matrix. So, look, my thing is, you know, he wasn't so coherent on the interview. He admitted that he did not actually see the plane hit the Pentagon. I really don't think that I know they named Lloyd as an accomplice early on. Later they retracted that statement. I don't know what's going on there. I know his wife was a member of the FBI or whatever. But when you're living in Virginia, especially around the Pentagon and the D.C. area, a lot of people are employed by the government. Sometimes the conspiracy isn't as big as people make it out to be. And again, I stick to what I can prove. I encourage people to go out and be like Craig and Aldo and do those types of things, make their own documentaries, do their own research. But I've looked at the research. I can't get behind it. I need something more solid. I thank you for the call, Kyle. Let's jump to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I just want to say God bless Alex Jones and you and Mark Dice and people like you who expose the New World Order for what it is. And I just want to say that I'm not smoking the Baraki tobacco, and I'm not accepting media lies and whatnot, whatever they choose to report. You know, we live in an information age. Where are people getting their information from?
Well, they want you to get it from the mainline media, or you're a terrorist. If you engage in the alternative media, well, you have a radically different viewpoint than what's being presented by corporate America, and you're probably a danger to this country, sir.
Well, yeah, TV is definitely brainwashing, so I just want people to wake up and realize that you guys are actually fighting for us, you know?
Well, thank you so much, Scott, and I encourage you to be your own info warrior and help out in any way you can. It's all about the will to take these bastard tyrants on and expose who they really are, show their organizations, show their mindset, you know, what they really, I mean, that's why Mark Dice is so important. That's why books like The Illuminati, Facts and Fiction is important. That's why The Resistance Manifesto is important, because a lot of the information there comes straight from the horse's mouth. They tell you what they're going to do to the population. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Cheryl in Winnipeg. Cheryl, you're on the line.
Jason, how you doing?
Good.
I'm just, my comments are for a previous caller a few callers ago about somehow debunking Mr. Jones when he went into Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, you know, and he acted like he wasn't trying to debunk that he got in there, but then he's like, how did he do it? How did he do it? I mean, come on. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know what? The first time I ever saw anything about Bohemian Grove was actually English documentary on it where they followed him.
And, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. That's the Trio Network documentary with John Ronson.
I always felt it was really sad that that wasn't part of that wasn't included into his Alex Jones documentaries, because
yeah, but you know, John Ronson
really
kind of treats it, but yeah, but the thing is that John Ronson kind of he even owns up to the New World Order exists and all this stuff, right? He says, oh yeah, it exists. But, you know, it's not that bad, and, yeah, the Bilderbergers want to do this. And he kind of makes a living kind of goofing on us. His follow-up to that book is called The Men Who Stare at Goats. Have you heard about that one?
No, I haven't.
Well, he not only did that, but there is another series based on the one of that Alex Jones was in, Adventures with Extremists, and I forget what the actual series was called. That was the book. But there's one based on The Men Who Stare at Goats, and it's a three-parter. It's The Secret Rulers of the World. And he always, he actually shows you a lot of the facts, but then he takes a goofy spin on it, and we're a little too worried, and we're a little too nuts, and yeah, it exists, but it's good for us. So Ronson actually, I think, has optioned that book to be made into a major motion picture. So it looks like he's even trying to get into the Hollywood game on top of it. I thank you for the call, Cheryl. Go check that stuff out. We're going to come back with the final segment, give you an overview of what we covered, and if you missed any of it, remember, we do the 24-hour stream over at Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hazard Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazard Rid Kits' hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazardRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazardRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
It's like Hawaii 5-0 in here, huh? The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Remember, I do my own show, 9 to midnight. We'll be updating all the news that we covered here from the latest in the WHO swine flu pandemic fear-mongering. They're letting the quarantines go in China and Hong Kong, but they're saying, hey, we still might have to go to level 6. Meanwhile, they order inflatable mortuaries and 24-hour cremation centers out in London. That's out of the Telegraph. We covered that in the first hour. We also covered these drills being run by NATO along the Russian border. Georgia trying to say that they staged a mutiny looks to be false. Remember, they also said that Russia snuck attacked South Ossetia last year when, in fact, Georgia did that and Russia just defended themselves. I want to thank the final sponsor that makes this program possible, SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. It's 877-327-0365. You want that victory garden? You want to have a blow against the New World Order? You want non-GMO food that you actually grow for your family and friends? Well, this is the way to do it. You can go to it's SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. 877-327-0365. You know it's healthy when you do it. And it's non-GMO. All right, let's go to the last few callers. Let's go to Lee in Canada. Lee, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. Am I on the air?
Yes, sir. Yes, you're on the air.
Good, Jason. I have a suggestion for all these guys who got banned from YouTube, mm-hmm. like the Alex Jones Channel username and Enough Respect. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell them, I know they're listening, that if you guys can make an extra backup drive, like get an external hard drive, like a 1 TB hard drive, and just mm-hmm. keep on storing information, and once, if they ever ban you guys again,
you just re-upload everything else. The problem with that is it takes forever, and you know what? Even a tera drive, the average show, for instance, on PrisonPlanet.tv, a two-hour Alex Jones show in WMV format, what's that come out to, Paul? It's usually about 250 to 360 megabytes, right? Okay, so that will, let's just do the math here. That's only 300 shows. It's less than a year's worth of shows on one drive. And that show, that thing's been up 18 months, and that's just his show. That's Alex Jones' show. Now, I do a three-hour show on top of that. So, really, that cuts the space in half to about 150 days. Then none of our special reports can get there. It's a great idea. I hope somebody can do it. We just don't have the time in this office. We back everything up in WMV format and Flash format here. Good luck trying to find it, right, Paul? I mean, everything's all over the place. I mean, we go through tera drives like bread and butter here. I think we're down to our last 3 tera drives. You just can't understand how intensive it is for me to be working on a film, for Rob Jacobson to be working on a separate film, for Rob Dew to be working on the best of DVD, you know, for Jason Douglas to be working on special effects. It's very memory intensive, and it's very heavy on, you know, the staff here. I thank you for the call. Let's go to our last caller, Derek in Texas. You have the last word today.
Hey, Jason,
yes,
I'm going to run through a little math drill. First of all, Mark inspired me to put my neocon talk radio show call-ins onto YouTube. I never would have thought to do it, but just look at what Mark Dice did to me. Now, my little account has almost 200,000 views. Mm-hmm. Now, if there are 500,000 people listening, and just 1% of us do what Mark Dice has done, what I've done, that's 5,000 times 173,000. That's almost a billion. A billion. That's waking up people, Jason. You've done it. I've done it. Mark Dice has done it. We all need to do it.
God bless you, Derek. I agree, man. That's the way to do it. Step up to the plate. Be your own hero, folks. That's the way to do it. Go after the tyrants where you know how, whether it be the Second Amendment rights. whether it be your First Amendment rights or whether it be a radio show or movie. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.